connect with you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tis Wednesday, the 30th. Tomorrow is All Hallows Eve.
Yay.
A lot of silly stuff going on.
I
was debating whether we ought to do War of the Worlds today or wait till tomorrow. This is the anniversary. It was done the night before Halloween. 1938 was the year. And even if you weren't around, and most of you weren't.
What were things like back then?
Well,
you fell into my trap.
Stop, you silly stuff. The War of the Worlds is one of the most celebrated dramas in the history of audio. And because it had such an impact, the power of radio, which we still talk about, and actually we still have the power. More people listen to radio, get information from radio, get connected to the world through the radio, and have an interesting sort of brain expansion listening to what's going on the radio. And so at that time, using the radio for something that seemed real, it was so real, the reporting was so good, that people believed it. It really was amazing. And so the story is legend about Orson Welles and what happened. And so, but I think tomorrow is a better day to play that than today. Later on in this hour, our psychic Lisa Lano is going to join us. We're also going to have the contestants in our Dream Big America monthly finalists.
Yeah, this is a big final round, right?
Right. So the person that is going to be voted in is going to win $20,000 in services, prizes, things that can be used to enhance their business. The resources are very broad, so there's a lot at stake. Three different programs, three different companies, three different ideas. So I'll give you a little snippets of each of them. So if you care to vote for one of them, you can perhaps help send them to that $20,000 prize. Jack Stockwell not here with us today. He's traveling. So I have Lisa later in the hour. And we have noises now, and noises. We love noises. We love lots and lots of noises. Meanwhile, the big stories of the day. Who's next on the healthcare hot seat? Lawmakers preparing to grill Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. The Republicans are calling for her to step down or to be fired.
I think that's fair, actually.
Yeah, she did a horrible job. She's not in my reckoning of her, she's not a great human being either, but that shouldn't have any, one way or another, any balance on whether she keeps her job or not.
Mm-hmm.
She's just done a horrible job.
Just no oversight
not good
on
at
the project.
Why is Angela Merkel so sensitive to being spied upon is a question a lot of people, it's the old ruse of, well, I got nothing to hide, I don't care if they're listening to me or not, which of course misses the entire point. She is the German chancellor. She grew up in East Germany where all of this stuff was done by the commies. And that's why she is so outraged by this. And apparently there was warm exchanges between Mr. Obama and her when he was in Berlin, went to the residence and shared some private time with her. And she feels betrayed.
That's when he was planting the bugs.
I mean, right. Yeah. Can you see that? The president himself plants the bugs. Let's see, are there flowers in this room? How about the lampshade? How about under the bed? Yes, of course. Yeah. There's an outbreak of polio that has the UN and others moving into Syria to vaccinate a lot of children there. This is the first time there's been a polio. Somebody described it as an epidemic. I think there's only two or three people that have polio. But pretty much polio has been eradicated around the
world. That's
planet.
What I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
At least in the United States.
No, pretty much around the world, Roberta. It's not a big problem. It's certainly not like there was. Once in a really rare moment, you find that there's a problem somewhere. But not. It's very unusual to have a couple of cases come up at the same time. So there are people trying to figure that out. The let's see, what do we have? How many people? I was going to wait. We got to have this conversation with Richie who is here because he's so strongly opinionated on the pink and October. But tomorrow's the last day of October. You'll notice that I've spent very little time
Halloween.
On this. What's that got to do with breast cancer?
Well, it's the last day of October.
I know. Can I finish what I was saying first?
Okay.
Thank you. That'd be swell. Yeah, thank you. I was just going to make
a
point.
My oatmeal.
Well, turn your microphone off then, please, so we don't have to listen to it. The whole business about breast cancer awareness and the selling of bracelets and them going to schools. And it just
everything is pink. I mean, they've done an excellent job of marketing their
cause.
But
it's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much. And when you really dig down under the covers and find out what they do with the money, it's an outrage.
Well, because it's become, I mean, even though it's a nonprofit, it's
commercial business.
It's a big business, and the people there are making a lot of money. The executives that run it are making a lot of money instead of the money going where it should go. To research, right?
Research and cure, mm-hmm. But research supposedly would lead to a cure. But you know what? This is really the problem, especially when it comes to cancer. Many, not all, many of the people involved in the so-called fight do not want to find a cure for cancer. A, because their gravy train would be over. Exactly. There's lots of money to be made with drugs, with services. As really horrible as that sounds, it is the truth. That's very cynical, but it is the truth. So this is a $6-10 billion business a year in our country alone. And so what do you want to kill that for? You'll pardon the pun. You don't want to stop people from getting cancer. Some do, and they work on it, but it isn't the people that make all the noise. You know, it's just because they want to continue. What about the multiple every year, the Jerry Lewis telethon or the Labor Day telethon? How much money have they raised? They've raised, I'll bet you, $1 billion or more.
Probably close to that for sure.
But we still have MD. Why is that? What is it? You couldn't find a cure for muscular dystrophy spending $1 billion? I think people know. We all know there's a cure for cancer. You just can't get it in America. So it's sort of an awareness thing. For me, it really bugs me that there's all this attention given to it, and it's such a phony. The cause is my former wife died of breast cancer. She had stage 4 breast cancer and lived with it for 21 years. My daughter is very active in these sorts of things, but also understands that a lot of the money is not being used appropriately.
Right, and there's a lot of well-intentioned people within all of this.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like there's a slam on that. I just think when you get to something the size of like the Susan G. Komen Foundation, you have a lot of the organization starts to get top-heavy.
Ridiculous.
There's a lot of infrastructure instead of actually having it go where
and
it should go.
And the Komen sister is an egomaniac who's apparently impossible to deal with. And so the whole thing has a cloud over it.
But as a girl, I do appreciate everything pink in October. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Did some of the money also go to support the patients, not only just to research?
Yeah. No, I think so. I think it goes to...
Some of it was supposed to. I'd like to see an accounting. It's like the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. They never want to show you an accounting of how they run it because you wouldn't...
Then you'd know.
It's like the, right, exactly. Yeah. Like the political packs that the politicians are skimming so they can go play golf, go to football games and all that other stuff, live lavishly on the backs of the people who believe in their cause. They give money to their campaigns.
But
same
I do
thing.
Think you brought up the MDA, Dougie, and I do believe that most of that money actually goes to helping people just create a better lifestyle for themselves rather than...
Shouldn't it be that the expectation is some of the money gets used to make people who already have the disease comfortable, live a better life, and some of it go to research or finding a cure for whatever the malady is? Shouldn't we... Don't we have a right to expect that?
Yeah, and I think certain organizations have an emphasis on one or the other. I mean, I think Susan G. Komen's more for research and cure, and I think like the MDA is more for...
Susan G. Komen is more for taking care of her sister
and
the staff. That's what that's all about.
I don't know about that because I don't know them, but I know the MDA is more about creating better lifestyles for people with the disease.
Yeah. All right. So there it is, 15 past the hour. Want brighter, whiter teeth? Most adults will tell you, yes, their smile is very important to them. You have a bleaching kit you've been using. Oh, do you know what that does to your gum? Use that bleaching kit. Gum is going to start, not only hurts, you're going to start to bleed. Bleach eats into the enamel, and it also eats into the infrastructure of your gums. You use that stuff long enough, you're going to have go to bed at night, you brush your teeth, and the blood's going to start coming out of your gums. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh, you make it sound like a horror movie.
Well, it is. It's horrible. Why would you do that when, in fact, you have something that's perfect, that is all natural? It's called Power Swabs. The first tooth detergent comes from coconut oil. It is proven to whiten your teeth. 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week, and keep using it. Your teeth will go white and stay that way. If you have high goals, you want to change the way you look, you've been smoking too much, you had too much to drink, coffee, tea, whatever it is that stained your teeth, let's get rid of those stains. Call 800-865-7602. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Also, a free stain-out whitening quick stick so you can use it on the run. Whiten up, brighten up your teeth, a little gloss, nice shine to them. 800-865-7602. You'll be thanking me, more importantly, the people who developed this. And then you'll pass it on. A lot of people say, how'd you get your teeth so white? And you say, Power Swabs. Here. Here's how you find them. Call 800-865-7602. Give yourself and your teeth a break. If your goals are high for bright white teeth, this is the place. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Office Max, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from Office Max, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new Office Max Services Center.
It's 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. All right, Roberta, 2020 Halloween quiz.
Okay.
This one I had you in mind when I picked out this question. In The Speckled Band, which is a classic Sherlock Holmes mystery story, okay, what was The Speckled Band? Was it A, diamond bracelet, B, a snake, C, a poisonous mushroom, or D, a gang of killer children? 888-302-3684. Even if you know the, do you know the answer to the question?
I think so. Do you want me to tell you?
No. Oh. Not now. Anyway, well, let's give people a chance to figure it out. 888-302-3684. The Speckled Band is a classic Sherlock Holmes story. What was the Speckled Band? A, a diamond bracelet, B, a snake, C, a poisonous mushroom, or D, a gang of killer children? Have the answer? Dial us at 888-302-3684. We're talking earlier to some of our new friends listening to The Truth in Tucson. Big crash there overnight. Three dead after a dust storm led to all these crashes on Interstate 10 between Phoenix and Tucson. 19 vehicles involved in a chain reaction collision. We think it happens in a snowstorm here, and it does if you're in the Northeast or some parts of the eastern part of the country, ice storms, that sort of thing. But the same thing we were talking about, what, you know, there's sort of maladies that don't happen to people who live on the West Coast. But there's every part of our country has got something that weather-wise can get in your way and mess up your day. And that dust storm, man, is an example of that on Interstate 10. 21 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now 23 past the hour, we're doing what we often do, reviewing some of these television reality shows or the performance shows. The Voice, number one show on NBC. A lot of people are very interested in all these teams. Team Christina, Team Blake. This lady is Stephanie Ann Johnson singing Don't Know Why from Team CeeLo. See what we think about this. Turn it a little louder for us.
I don't know why I've been cold.
You know, she has a beautiful tone to her voice, but it is so, she's so over the top with that.
Trying too hard. What do you think, Roberta?
Yeah.
Kenny?
It's like she's trying to be different. And
yeah.
Mm. All right, so we aren't favorable about Stephanie Ann Johnson. Her competitor was Tamara Shanice, singing No One from Team Cheetah. You like her?
Definitely her better.
Potential.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you'll appreciate the fact that CeeLo favored her in this round, and then Christina took Stephanie over
she
to her
did?
Team.
She stole her?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Wow.
Huh. All right, so that's how that contest shook out.
Christina's an oversinger, so maybe she can work with her.
Yeah, right. James Wolpert of Team Adam singing More Than a Feeling Now.
I'm very proud of you.
This morning, and the sun was gone.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
I didn't know some music to start my day. I lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
He says he's got a good rock.
I like him. Yeah, I like him.
Real bad.
Yeah. Hi, the competitor is Dewey. It's a bit of the pie. Heard it through the grapevine.
Yep.
Yeah, and so did Adam, Pete James. So James moves ahead. All right, so we've heard pretty much from everybody between this hour and last hour, so I think we can move on. Highlighting the Voice here on Good Day, 26 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny, interested in the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, like the Red Sox going to take it in Game 6. Boo to the Cardinals. Hooray for the Red Sox. Okay, that's enough of that. moving
you
on.
You okay over there, Sharon?
Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. This is a must view for pretty much everybody. The video comes from my friend Marty Green at WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Features an 83-year-old World War II pilot watching film footage that was taken in his plane in 1944. This was part of a previous Sundance Film Festival Memorial Day observance. There's no audio that goes with it, but if you got a few minutes, it's well worth your time to see our video of the day. This is actual footage featuring, there's certainly knowledge of the 83-year-old, but this is when he was in the cockpit of the plane during a mission in 1944. So very compelling stuff. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. All right, so the answer to our question, shall we get this now? The 2020 Halloween quiz has to do with the Speckled Band, which is a Sherlock Holmes mystery story. What was the Speckled Band? Let's see here. Kevin looks like he wants to take a shot at it from Bedford County, Pennsylvania. Hi, Kevin.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, I don't believe so.
Very nice to have you on the program. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
The choices are a diamond bracelet, a snake, poisonous mushroom, or a gang of killer children.
That would be a snake.
It is a snake. That's why I brought it. This is a good one for Roberta because she's got a pet snake. So, snake it is. You win the prize. Hold on just a second, Kevin. Appreciate you being with us here from Pennsylvania on Good Day 28 After the Hour.
Many Americans feel anxious, but not so bad they're in serious medical trouble. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There's a term for this gray zone between being mostly at peace and off the deep end, almost anxious. That's the title of a new book by a psychologist at the Harvard Medical School. It's an easy read that might help you feel better. But writing about this book makes me anxious. It's got so much good advice, I can't cover it all. So I slow down and think about what I want to say, and my anxiety level drops. This book points out that busy lives pull us away from the basics. When's the last time you sat in the sunshine or took a walk for the sheer fun of it? Almost Anxious has exercises and stories, new ways to think about old habits, and when to get professional help. Other books in this series include Almost Depressed, Almost Alcoholic, and Almost Anorexic. They're not almost the best books I've read on these topics. They're the best. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renters...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn here as we blog our way using Twitter and Facebook as well. Figure out what's on your mind. If you have trouble on your mind, help yourself to either 888-302-DOUG. We'll save you. Or you can share your thoughts with us on the two big stories of the day, perhaps the week, the spying known at top levels, the officials telling the committee yesterday, everybody does it, everybody knows about it, what's the big deal, why are you bothering me, leave me alone so I can go back to my cave. That's number one. Number two, the situation with the Obamacare, problems, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we've had this ad nauseum. I thought it was interesting yesterday, Marilyn Tavener, who is the first administration official to actually formally apologize for the botched rollout of the Affordable Care Act. She's the head of the federal agency in charge of creating the website. She also said some people with individual coverage have to get new policies that include benefits that were unavailable before the reforms for the Affordable Care Act were passed. She said, quote, "These individuals in a small group, our individual markets, had no protections before the reforms became law. And now that has changed." She runs the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Speaking before the congressional committee that's getting all the headlines, she said consumers could be kicked out at any time for pre-existing conditions or if they have needed hospitalizations, let's say cancer treatment. If the policies don't cover them, they will be kicked out. How about them apples? I said, if you have cancer and your policy doesn't cover you, you're out. Bye-bye. All right, so that's some of the controversy. Lisa Lano, our psychic, is going to be here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about telekinesis, amongst other things, and Halloween realities, if you will.
I've never seen that show.
Telekinesis?
No.
It's on AM and FM.
Okay.
Also, we are talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and some of the shoddy operations, some of the 501c3s that are out there trying to get money from you, and the money it's a scam. Barbara is in Lumber City, Pennsylvania. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hi, I want to thank you for shining a light on this particular situation, because I was duped by the cause. Cancer runs rampant in my family, and I thought, well, if these people are serious about coming up with a cure, I will put all my efforts into raising money. I did so, raised quite a large sum of money for them, and sent it off. And then within weeks, they called me up and asked me, do I want patio furniture, luggage, or some other gift for the amount of money I raised? I was incensed.
Good for you.
About this. I could not believe that's how they were spending part of the money that was raised.
It's like most of the other, I don't want to use the term scam for all of them, but there are plenty of these types of fundraisers that offer incentives to people who raise money. It's the same as getting a commission and then a bonus after you sold. You meet a 100,000 level or 500,000 level. Let's say you work for Herbalife and you've got a pyramid thing, and you get so many people on your team and they give you a new car. That's how Mary Kay does it. You get a new car. And that's this sounds just like that same scheme.
Can I butt in here for a minute?
Sure.
There is a very good possibility that those goods or services that they're giving could be donated by these companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the companies take them as a donation write-off.
Right. But under the circumstances, it cheapens. I think that's what Barbara's saying. It cheapens.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure I agree with that.
All right. That's okay.
Okay. I'm out strong-arming friends, family, business people to donate. If they are in fact donations from other companies, then have a raffle. Raffle them off. Raise more money.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But again, thank
Barbara,
you for the time. I appreciate it, Doug.
Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. She makes a great point. All right, you want to give us some stuff? Good. We'll raffle it off and put the money in the coffer and use it for the benefit of the cause.
What's wrong with giving an incentive if somebody raises a certain amount of money? Well, then, here we got this donated. You can always refuse the incentive. You can get it and donate it
to some other cause.
Right, exactly. You can get it. You can sell it and then give that money back.
I get the point. I just think Americans work better with incentives.
I think so too.
All right, speaking of incentives, we have our monthly contest now. Dream Big America has become an important part over the last 4 or 5 months of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is an entrepreneurial endeavor. I am a small business person, and the people who are working around me understand that I'm a small business person. So they more than just appreciate the fact that there are a lot of people who are trying to start businesses. They need a little help. So we have a vetting process through the folks at 1 Million Cups and the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. We have had dozens of contestants over the past couple of months. And yesterday we had the monthly finalist for October. 3 very interesting proposals, very interesting companies that are looking for your vote. What will happen when you vote through the day today? Actually, voting lasts at dreambigamerica.us, or you can text DBA to 61222 Dream for your favorite candidate. And that person is going to get about $20,000 in prizes, consideration, help to promote their businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So we have 3 people: Neil Bloom from the Portfolium in San Diego, Joshua Johnson from Learn Everywhere in Orlando, and Kyle Fitzgerald from Life Equals. Here's a minute or so of their pitch looking for your vote and support. Again, this happens between now and 2 o'clock Eastern time today.
My wife and I started Life Equals 3 years ago with the idea that we could offer vitamin products that not only make your life better, but can have a deep and lasting impact on children's lives throughout the world. We started with a single product called Focus Energy. So if you want energy without all the sugar and calories, it's a great choice for you. We actually designed that product for people like me that have a caffeine sensitivity but need more energy. And for every bottle you buy, we match that by giving an equal amount of children's multivitamins to malnourished children worldwide through our nonprofit partner, Vitamin Angels. So what started with one product has now grown into a full line of 10 vitamin products. And to date, we've donated over 255,000 children's multivitamins. That's a year of health for 658 kids. For every product we sell at Life Equals, we give an equal amount of children's multivitamins to a malnourished child.
You understand that just here, Kyle Fitzgerald is the CEO of Life Equals. It's a one-for-one vitamin company. Every vitamin you purchase for your children, they'll give a vitamin to some malnourished child somewhere in the world. They've given over 250,000 worldwide, and they've only been in business for a few months. So do they deserve your support so they can grow and do more good? That's up to you to decide. But again, the opportunity presents itself for you to vote. I know all the people on my staff go to the dreambigamerica.us website, which you can get to by going to dougstefan.com and voting for one of the three. That one certainly deserves some consideration, as does finalist number two. Joshua Johnson runs a company called Learn Everywhere. LearnEverywhere.com is the address. Here he talks about memory research.
In the U.S., companies spend over $62 billion a year on employee training. When you consider that employees forget more than 90% of training within 1 year, companies are flushing $56 billion a year down the proverbial toilet. But this can be prevented by offering refresher training, and this is where Learn Everywhere steps in. We automate this process on the individual level. Our proprietary algorithm utilizes spaced repetition methodology, which says when someone is learning, they should be exposed to a piece of information repeatedly over expanding intervals. Since our brains follow similar patterns of forgetting, we can deliver content to each individual during a window of time just prior to forgetting that information. We track all the answers and whether correct or incorrect. We can determine when a user needs to see that information again. Essentially, we are hacking your brain to learn as efficiently as possible. Learn Everywhere pairs this powerful research with the latest in cloud and mobile technologies and puts in the pocket of every one of your employees.
All right, so memory research with the latest technology to increase your ability to retain information. Another fascinating idea when you get right down to it. LearnEverywhere.com. So does Joshua Johnson deserve your vote? Well, if you like him, you can go to dreambigamerica.us, get more of the information, pictures of those who are being profiled and our contestants here. Remember, at stake, about $20,000 of support and resources that's been committed to help these companies. We do this every week. Three times a month, we take individuals that have been vetted, and they compete. By the way, if you'd like to be considered for Dream Big America, pretty easy to do. All you have to do is go to dougstefan.com and go to dreambigamerica.com and look for the spot in there that asks you if you're an entrepreneur, would you like to sign up and be vetted? You can become a candidate for Dream Big America that easily. So if you're running a company, want some support, and you're a listener, help yourself to that. Final contestant is Neil Bloom from the Portfolium in San Diego.
This week, though, I want to talk about Jennifer, a high school senior who's eagerly working on her college applications at this very moment. Jennifer has worked hard all 4 years of high school, but is now trying to figure out what she wants to major in when she goes to college. She logged on to theportfolium.com and immediately could view other users' works and interests. She searched by major, keywords, and university to learn about what you can do with a degree in maybe literature or journalism or communication. And there are plenty of examples that helped her figure out of where her path would take her. She even messaged a few users to ask about their college experience to see if that university is right for her. Once she was confident in her college major decision, she began to create her own portfolio with entries about her leadership qualities on the soccer team, a video she made acting out Death of a Salesman for AP Literature, and another entry highlighting her graphic design skills she learned in Yearbook Club. She then copied her unique URL link and put it right into her college application. Now admissions officers will get a deeper look into why Jennifer will make a great fit for their school. The Portfolium is a social network and free to our users. Meanwhile, colleges and companies can be matched with extraordinary individuals that would have otherwise gone unnoticed purely based on a pre-formatted resume.
So the Portfolium actually solves the LinkedIn problem for students who do not have any work history, a good way of getting a leg up. All right, so all of these are candidates for your vote. If you're interested in any of them, get more information by going to dreambigamerica.us. If you want to vote for one of them, text DBA to 612-223-7326, or just go to the dreambigamerica.us website, find your favorite contestant on the homepage, and click vote till 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon. Joining us in a moment is Lisa Lano with some spooky psychic stuff here on Good Day.
drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the pre-Thanksgiving. Good, Doug. Pre-Halloween. Well, we'll do the pre-Thanksgiving.
It is pre-Thanksgiving, by the way.
It is. It's before Thanksgiving.
To be fair.
Lisa Lano is our resident psychic here on the Good Day program. LisaMLano.com is her website, L-A-N-N-O. She joins us at various times during the course of the week. One of the things that comes to the surface here during Halloween time is all of the things that may or may not be connected to the discussion about folks not understanding the so-called sixth sense, things that people are feeling like ghosts. I think we've talked about ghosts a lot, whether or not they can actually do things. Do you find that ghosts have the physical power to do things, move things, or are they just images?
No, they can do things. I mean, there's two types. There's what they call a residual haunting, which is what you're going to get, say, at Gettysburg, where it's just kind of energy images or imprints left behind.
I was haunted in Gettysburg, by the way.
You were haunted in Gettysburg?
I was haunted in Gettysburg, yes. I had an encounter with the ghost. I was staying at a hotel, and I had a really intense reaction where I was freezing cold. My jaw was chattering. The lights in the room went off and on. The volume on the TV went off and on.
Lisa, are there likely to be ghosts around in areas where people have died violently? Is that a key to being to getting a visible ghost connections? The person?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like she was saying, she had an actual true ghost encounter. There is the residual type that they don't do anything or say anything. They just kind of, it's just energy imprint. But what she has was an actual, an active, interactive ghost where, they can touch you, scratch you.
Yeah, I felt like it was attached to me. And I had a friend who had a Bible out, and she accidentally left the Bible in that hotel room. And when they sent it back to her, the very last page had some scratch marks on the back of it.
Wow.
Isn't that creepy?
It is creepy. And, sometimes, a lot of times we get really creeped out when they try to touch us or try to get our attention. But, in some cases it could simply even be a child that's just hugging your leg and trying to get your attention.
A ghost child.
But we automatically fear, and they're not always fearful.
I had someone actually tell me that this was a past life of mine and that this was my kid, that I had actually lost three of my kids during Gettysburg, during the battle.
Wow.
And this was one of them. I had someone tell me that. I don't know if it's true, but it's what I've...
Well, if it's a ghost, you never know, rather than a spirit. We do try to cross over as many as possible if they want to go. But as far as, you hear stories about them being able, some of them are not nice, and some of them are, but the few that are not nice.
It's like people in this life are some nice folks around and some not so nice folks around. So maybe it carries on, although I've heard most of the time when people go over to the other side, what comes back through mediums is that they have changed and they say they're sorry. I know you told me that about somebody we encountered in our conversation. LisaMLano.com. What a wonderful experience. Check her out.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Always funny.
Different yep. types who wear
Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle from the movie Young Frankenstein. Putting on the Ritz, you can see it in your mind. See the two of them together, right, Kenny?
Oh, absolutely.
Crank it up, Michael, for a second.
Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefeller walk with
little movie music from one of our favorite movies from this time of year. You can have some fun with Young Frankenstein. And the year for that was 1974. Welcome to Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here to give us some movie news. We also have our movie quiz, which comes from a movie that was big during Halloween in 1999. So this was a remake of a famous movie. We've made reference to it a couple of times here and there on the air last few days. Let's see if we can get you to identify what the movie is and win a swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Let's listen to our first audio clue.
Murder needs no ghost to come from the grave. We have murders in New York without benefit of ghouls and goblins. The assassin is a man of flesh and blood, and I will discover him.
888-302-3684. That's Tonto, isn't it?
That is, yes.
Yes, all right. Next clue.
The attacker rode Masbeth down, turned his horse, came back to clean the head.
Isn't this a Tim Burton movie? Do you remember that?
It is, and it's one of his better ones in the last 15 years. I like the film.
All right, well, last clue. Let's see if we can figure it out from this.
It was a horseman, a dead one. Headless.
I know.
You don't know because you were not there.
Of course it is. I told you. Everyone told you.
I remember as a kid saying,
if you can't get this one,
you're dumb.
I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you.
888-302-3684. I remember the original version of this when I was a kid scared the pants out of me. I just don't. I mean, this was, for me, this was heavy stuff. For a lot of people, it's just laughable, but for me, this story is just heavy, heavy stuff. 888-302-3684. Do your best work. Chucker has movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life. She's never lost that sparkle, you know? I'm a really lucky guy.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
You know, after all these years, I can honestly say my wife is still the beautiful woman of my dreams.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambren, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes and low libido. Plus, right now, for a limited time, every risk-free trial of Ambren comes with a free bottle of Ambren Weight Loss, an incredibly effective weight loss solution clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-370-9667. That's 1-800-370-9667. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-370-9667. 1-800-370-9667.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Chuck Curry has some movie news for us, Chucker.
All right, Doug, the long talked about Entourage movie now will officially happen as the main cast has all agreed on contract terms. Be good to see. I was a fan of the show. Good
that
to
was
see
too.
Jeremy Piven's Ari Gold on the big screen. Actually, he gets the, according to behind the scenes, he gets the biggest deal, and then that caused some of the other cast to have a little bit of a riff, but they will come to an agreement. So Entourage on the big screen, filming starts in the next few months. Other news, Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman, Aaron Eckhart, who all starred in Olympus Has Fallen, agreeing to come back to a sequel, London Has Fallen. Amazing, Doug, that the diehard influence still has relevance.
What's the name of this? What's the name of the movie? What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called London Has Fallen. You know, it's almost parallel with what 24 is doing. 24 is going to
Keith
Sutherland is going to take place in London, but I liked Olympus Has Fallen. I thought it was a
it was
pretty
good. I thought both of them were good movies, actually.
Martin Scorsese's A Wolf of Wall Street, which had some editing issues, will now officially be released Christmas Day at a running time of 1 hour. 165 minutes, so a few minutes short of a three-hour running time.
Right, well, it was 3.5 before they chopped it up a little bit. All right, so that's interesting news. Let's see if we can get the answer to our movie quiz. Here's Casey. Casey, where are you?
Hi, man. Palestine, Texas.
Nice to have you here, sir. What's the name of that movie?
It is Sleepy Hollow, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, Halloween 1999. Did you like the movie, Casey?
I've never actually seen it.
How'd you know it was what it was?
Because they said the Headless Horseman.
Well...
If you can figure it out from that. All right.
Smart. Good,
yeah,
come
he's
on.
Smart. Well, he's...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched down the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.